The president's wife is in no way part of life in this neighbourhood, which has the highest rate of child poverty in London. The idea of even meeting a first lady is outlandish enough, let alone becoming one yourself. But it's that mindset that Michelle Obama is trying to change. She already has rock star status here, and she starts her speech by making a connection.
My brother and I shared a bedroom that was divided in half by a wooden partition, giving us each our own little tiny rooms that fit just a twin bed and a small desk. I can remember how hard it was to concentrate on my homework because someone was always talking or watching TV right next to you. I often woke up at 4 in the morning when the house was finally quiet, just so that I could concentrate and finish my schoolwork.
Then on to her core message.
I've seen it again and again and again, that what our parents told us really is true. That if we get our education, we can do anything.
The speech wowed the audience, but was as much targeted at girls around the world watching these images on TV.
You look at her own life story, and the fact is education opened up every door that she was able to go through, and she wants to see the key, so to speak, given to those 62 million plus girls around the world.
Mrs. Obama was accompanied on her trip by her mother and daughters, Malia and Sasha, stopping by Kensington Palace to meet Prince Harry, and Downing Street for tea with the Prime Minister. The White House used the visit to announce a near $200 million joint US-UK initiative to promote girls' education, primarily targeted at the Democratic Republic of Congo. This visit has echoes of Michelle Obama's first visit on her own overseas, which was to a similar school in the same part of London. It inspired her to carve out her own role on the international stage as a champion of girls' education. And that, her office told me, is a long-term commitment. Max Foster, CNN London.